Hey everyone. This is your girl Sienna Cruz and welcome back to Survive to Thrive Depression Recovery Daily. Ever feel like you're going through this whole recovery thing alone? Like you're navigating this roller coaster with no one to share the ups and downs with? Trust me, I get it. It can feel isolating, like everyone else has got their squad figured out except you. But guess what? You're not alone. And today, we're diving deep into how to build your own rockstar support network during depression recovery, because let's be real, having people in your corner makes all the difference. Think of it like this. Building a support network isn't just about finding friends who watch bad reality TV with you. It's about creating a circle of people who understand what you're going through, who offer genuine support and encouragement, and who celebrate every victory along your journey, big or small. Now, some days it might feel like the world's ending, but trust me, having these people in your life can be your saving grace. They're your cheerleaders, your sounding boards, and sometimes, even just a friendly ear to listen when you need to vent. So, how do we build this awesome support network? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Start with yourself. Before seeking out others, it's important to work on yourself. You're the foundation of your own support system. Take care of yourself physically and mentally, prioritize sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body even if it's just a little, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good about yourself, you attract positive energy and people into your life. 2. Identify your needs. Think about what kind of support you need most right now. Is it someone to vent to? A shoulder to cry on? Someone who can offer practical help or advice? Knowing what you need will help you find the right people to fill those gaps. 3. Look within your existing circles. Remember, your support system doesn't have to be a whole new set of people. Think about friends and family who have shown you support in the past. Even if they haven't directly experienced depression, their love and care can still make a huge difference. Sometimes, all it takes is opening up and letting them know what you're going through. 4. Seek out like-minded individuals. Join online or in-person support groups, attend therapy sessions, or connect with people who have similar experiences. Sharing your story and hearing from others can be incredibly validating and empowering. You might even find some new lifelong friends along the way. Think about it, imagine a community of people who truly get what you're going through, offering understanding, empathy, and maybe even a few laughs along the way. 5. Be open to new connections. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and meet new people. You never know where you'll find support or connection. Strike up conversations with people at the gym, join a book club, volunteer in your community, put yourself out there. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's been struggling with depression for years, feeling isolated and alone. She's hesitant to reach out because she fears judgment or rejection. But then, she stumbled upon an online support group for people experiencing similar struggles. At first, she's nervous to share her story, but the warmth and understanding she receives from others is overwhelming. Soon, Sarah starts attending weekly meetings in person, meeting new friends who understand her journey like no one else ever could. These connections become a lifeline, providing the unwavering support she needs to thrive. See what I mean? Building your support network isn't just about finding people, it's about creating genuine connections that uplift and empower you. It's about knowing you're not alone in this journey. And trust me, those connections are priceless. Remember, every step you take towards building a supportive community is a victory. Celebrate those small wins, keep nurturing those relationships, and know that with the right people by your side, you can truly thrive even during the toughest times. So, my friends, what's one small step you can take today to strengthen your support network? Maybe it's reaching out to a friend or family member, joining an online community, or simply being more open to connecting with new people. Remember, every connection counts. And as always, keep shining bright and stay strong. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.